Thank you, John. As promised earlier, we now have a second set of letters from this week's Evening News. We heard earlier about the latest news from the NDR. G.R. McEwen of Ropes Hill in Horning thinks it should have a different name. I note in this newspaper, your reader, Ros Watt, suggests a renaming of the officially titled NDR, which circumnavigates the areas to the northeast of Norwich. She suggests naming this much-used bypass Daisy Way, with your photo image indeed showing some plants of daisies in bloom, which she says she likes to admire as she passes by on her way to and from her home. It is nice that she has the time available in her life to admire the surroundings as she passes by. I would, with, I think, good reason, like to suggest a much more descriptive title for this ever-busy 5 or 6 mile stretch of road, which I personally rechristened within a few days of its official opening, namely the Northern Raceway. Whilst this road has undoubtedly made travelling times around this quadrant of Norwich considerably easier and much more convenient, I am constantly amazed, particularly on rainy, dark days or evenings, to see drivers speeding around, rushing like lemmings, with barely a car's length between themselves and the vehicle in front of them, between one roundabout and the next. No time in their lives to admire daisies. Daisy Way is a very nice, but Northern Raceway is, in my opinion, truly descriptive.
We also heard from Keith Skipper in the second feature. Anne Reeve in Martham reacted to Keith's opinion piece. I read Keith Skipper's opinion on Saturday with interest. We have Roman digs which take months and then display the findings at various museums. Medieval artefacts are preserved and restored and similarly displayed. Millions have been spent preserving the Mary Rose at Portsmouth, and more. Absolutely right and proper that this should happen. But what about the historical significance of our ancient dialect? With so many people moving round the country, dialect words are disappearing, and our accent is becoming diluted. It's time to record and preserve it before it disappears completely. Are the local museums interested? Is it time for an audio book of the Boy John letters? The Friends of Norfolk Dialect was founded by Keith Skipper and celebrates its 25th anniversary this year. Its sole aim is keeping broad Norfolk alive. FOND has a team of native Norfolk speakers who are willing to give talks to any groups who want to listen. To find out more about membership, visit the website at www.friendsofnorfolkdialect.com. As well as events known as dues, members will receive a regular copy of the magazine The Merry Mawkin. Regular readers will know that FOND runs an annual creative writing competition known as the Trosher, which is open to members and non-members. As usual, it can be prose or poetry with a maximum of 1,000 words, of which some must be dialect. We've changed the rules slightly and ask that all entries are emailed. And don't forget to include your name, address and telephone number. The email address is inquiries@cdel.co.uk and subject, The Trosher. The closing date is October the 14th and winners will be announced at the FOND Panto in January. I look forward, as usual, to receiving all your entries. P.S. The gal Anne, she say, if you can write, then write, right? Do you don't no one wouldn't be able to read it? We got to keep that old dialect a-goin'.
We heard earlier from Steve Mackinder on the election, but he also wrote in following stories about problems at the EV charging centre. Whether one believes the hyperbole surrounding the benefits of owning a battery car is up to the gullibility of the individual, but there is no doubt the ordinary folks with the ordinary budgets aren't interested in the things. Expensive, hugely inconvenient for longer trips, and creepily silent. I've not considered them as serious contenders for my next van. Having watched friends with EVs express real anxiety about a trip to visit us and the time it will take to refuel, where to refuel, and, surprisingly, how much electric cars cost to top up, I've written off the whole notion of having one. I'm guessing the GridServe recharging station outside Norwich has lost all of its phalanx of mundane retail outlets for burgers, coffee and snacks, very simply because there is no footfall and no demand, and judging by the motoring organisation's data about battery car sales, I'd say reality is finally kicking in as the truth about slow charging times and manufacturers' lies about them. Practical concerns about mileage from a tank full, as well as furiously rapid annual depreciation, will represent the death knell for the EV as practical motoring for ordinary people. The only EV owners I know have them as company perks and endure the EV faff for the good tech tax benefits, and the rest of us have yet to be persuaded. Hence the GridServe decline.
In recent weeks, the Evening News has had several stories about the rise in shoplifting. Glyn DJ Linda of Frettenham thinks things are only going to get worse. The article on July the 2nd regarding the rise in shoplifting in East Anglia comes as no surprise. 3,572 offences were recorded in Suffolk in 2023, and there will be many more that go undetected. This is, of course, having a knock-on effect on everybody, as retailers will simply increase prices to mitigate losses. My understanding is that retailers have warned staff not to get involved with offenders, which is understandable, but as long as thieves are given carte blanche to help themselves to merchandise at will, the situation will not change and will only get worse. On the very rare occasions where individuals find themselves in court, they're usually handed a derisory fine, which is absolutely no deterrent whatsoever. This burgeoning problem is becoming yet another example of the much-used phrase, broken Britain.
And Myra Hawtrey, like today's editor, wonders when the Haymarket of redevelopment will ever be completed. Just how much longer is it going to take to finish the redevelopment of the Haymarket? Each time I pass the area, it doesn't look any different, except that flowers have been planted in the metal beds. They look very nice, but people cannot get into the area and sit on the seats to enjoy them. Recently, four men seem to be making wooden slats for some structure, and another was actually litter-picking around the site, which seemed rather amusing. It's such a mess for visitors to see and difficult to pass people when walking along the narrow path to the forum.